KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's partly cloudy and 67 degrees. We'll look for partly cloudy skies today. Could see some areas of fog and a high around 86. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this hour by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. The number of confirmed positive COVID-19 cases in Cass and some surrounding counties is creeping up. Latest data from the Iowa Department of Public Health's coronavirus dashboard shows one new case in Cass County for a total of 50 and 38 recovered. Four more cases in Adair County with 27 total and 17 recovered. Guthrie County has two more cases for a total of 131 and 97 recovered. Montgomery County has two more positive COVID-19 cases for a total of 53 and 33 recovered. Shelby County has two more recovered out of 177 positive cases for a total of 141 recovered from the virus. You can see the list in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The Iowa Department of Public Health today also reports 631 additional COVID-19 cases statewide since 10 a.m. Thursday for a total of 47,631 and six additional deaths for a total of 912. Officials say outbreaks at long-term care facilities account for 490 of the state's total deaths, and 36,248 Iowans have recovered from the virus. A total of 509,304 have been tested for COVID-19, with more than 458,940 of those having tested negative. And the data show a number of hospitalizations statewide from COVID-19 are down to 223 as of this morning. There are 65 COVID-19 patients being treated in an ICU, 25 on ventilators compared to 32 yesterday. There were 33 people admitted to a hospital as compared to 28 yesterday. Here in western and southwest Iowa, the hospital facilities report 12 people hospitalized with COVID-19, five in an ICU. Two people had been admitted since 10 a.m. Thursday. No one is on a ventilator currently. There are 26 outbreaks in Iowa's long-term care facilities. That's up one from yesterday. There are fewer positive cases at those long-term care facilities, 806 as compared to 840 on yesterday, and 409 recovered compared to 441 recovered on Thursday. Two people were arrested on separate charges Tuesday in Cass County. The sheriff's office yesterday said 41-year-old Ryan James Cook of Adair was arrested on a charge of driving while revoked. Cook was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on his own recognizance. And 32-year-old Joseph Paul Hinton of Griswold was arrested on Tuesday on a district court warrant for probation violation. Hinton was brought to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on a $5,000 bond. Sheriff's deputies in Page County said Thursday that a Villisca woman was arrested on Wednesday. 43-year-old Stephanie Briley had been taken into custody on a Page County warrant for failure to appear and for theft in the fifth degree. Briley was arrested at the Page County Sheriff's Office and booked into the Page County Jail, where she was being held on a $300 bond pending further court proceedings. In other news, the Cass County Auditor's Office yesterday said a third candidate had filed for a seat on the Cass County Ag Extension Council. Jody Steffen from Griswold had filed papers for one of the four seats on the council in advance of the November general election. Marcy Joe Dorsey and Darren Petty were previously announced as having filed for a seat on that council. Candidates have until August 26th to file for the position on the general election ballot. Cass County Auditor's Office yesterday said some residents of the county may have received mail from the Republican Party asking them to fill out an absentee request form. In response to numerous questions over those ballots, local officials say yes, they are real and usable. No, it will not change your party affiliation. It is the same request the Secretary of State will mail out in a couple of weeks. You only need to return one form per voter, and if you fill out the request that was mailed to you, there's no need to fill out the one you receive from the Secretary of State. And they can be mailed to the Cass County Auditor's Office, put in a yellow drop box outside of the courthouse, or even hand-delivered to the office. Please remember that if you are concerned about whether or not your request is received, you can check on the Secretary of State's website daily. Ballots will not be mailed until October the 5th. If you need a new shirt, a pair of pants, or some sneakers, perhaps this is the time to go shopping in Iowa. What's known as the State of Iowa's sales tax holiday is underway today and tomorrow. John Fuller, a spokesman for the Iowa Department of Revenue, said the rules are fairly straightforward.
Generally, if they buy any item of clothing or any footwear that's less than $100 per item, that will not have state sales tax. But if they have specific items that they're looking for, and they can go to tax.iowa.gov, and there's a list of what's taxable and what's not.
Iowa shoppers are about to enter their second decade of these sales tax holidays.
It started about 19 or 20 years ago through a legislative action. So this was the lawmakers decided that this would be a good thing for Iowans.
Iowans who prefer to do their browsing for new duds on the computer instead of in the store are also in for a discount.
Online purchases have the same rules. So as long as you select your item and pay for it during that time period, there should be no state sales tax on that.
The tax-free weekend is in place from 12:01 a.m. today through 11:59 p.m. on Saturday. And unemployment claims are down for a third straight week. Iowa Workforce Development officials said Thursday the number of ongoing unemployment claims dropped by around 5,000, 5,072, in fact, over the last week, and are down by nearly 30,000 claims in the past 3 weeks. Ongoing claims have dropped by nearly 85,000 since peaking in the second week of May. First-time unemployment claims dropped around 200 last week to 6,756, and first-time claims had hit a peak of 64,000 in the first week of April. In our funeral announcements, Ernest Carley, age 95, of Carson, died July 31st at his home. Funeral services for Ernest Carley will be today at 10 o'clock at the Carson United Methodist Church. Los Hills Funeral Home of Carson has arrangements. Doris Johns, age 98, of Benora, died Monday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Graveside services for Doris Johns will be today at 10:30 at Morrisburg Cemetery in rural Benora. Twig Funeral Home of Benora has arrangements. Philip M. Widener, age 70, of Marney, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Philip Widener will be today at 2 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. L.V. Scott, age 92, of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for L.V. Scott will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Gray United Methodist Church in Gray. The family prefers everyone in attendance please wear a mask. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Clayton Ellingson, age 93, of Atlantic, died April 26th at CCMH. A celebration of life for Clayton Ellingson will be tomorrow at 1:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. A mask is requested while in attendance at the service and the visitation. It'll be provided for those who don't have one. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Diane Denny, age 64, of Wyota, died Monday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Funeral services for Diane Denny will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Wyota United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Roger Erb, age 59, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Private family memorial services for Roger Erb will be tomorrow at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Darlene Justice, age 87, of Avoca and formerly of Irwin, died Wednesday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Darlene Justice will be next Monday at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Mary Moffat, age 59, of Stewart, died August 3rd. Cremation has taken place per her wishes, and services for Mary Moffat will be held at a later date with the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.